Hello.
Welcome to the Nobody Talks About It podcast.
I'm Michelle.
And I'm Karen. And today we're going to be talking about something that a lot of people might be thinking, but nobody's really saying out loud.
So let's get started.
Yeah.
Hello, we're back.
Welcome to season two.
How exciting. Big news.
Big news. Drum roll.
Like the kids. Big news. Welcome. The big news is, I feel like Taylor Swift, you know, she dropped an album and we're dropping big news. We're right there with the Swifties. This is like big.
You know? we have a deal now that we need to report. No, I'm joking, but hopefully soon.
I wish. The big news is that I moved.
She has left me. I've been abandoned.
Michelle has left the building. Yeah, I moved. I am in Massachusetts.
Shout out to our Massachusetts listeners.
Woo! If we don't have any, we'll get some. Don't worry.
If this is your first episode listening to us, I'm Karen. I live in Panama. I'm a teacher here. I'm from New Jersey, USA. Michelle used to work with me in Panama.
Yes, I used to work and live in Panama, and I have now moved to Massachusetts, and I'm a teacher. Still a teacher, just in a different place. Mm-hmm. So, you know, today's episode, what we're going to be talking about is making decisions and hard decisions, because this happened over the summer. And it was a tough decision, people. It was very tough. It was not easy. So we decided let's talk about that. And how did I come about this decision and what were the different steps?
And making decisions is a theme that we've explored in season one of the podcast. And it's something that I have had a lot of difficulty doing. Although I've made some big decisions in my life, I always struggle when I have to make one. The anxiety, I take forever to make it. I'm like, what should I do? I ask everyone in the world, what should I do? And I find the execution difficult. And I, you know, would really like to give out a shout out to Michelle and her power move. Ooh, in following through and just being able to execute and make her decision. So Michelle, you told me the other day, when yes. we were, you know, discussing the podcast, that there were four parts of this decision.
Yes, there okay. was. Well, at least I think there was after I
Yeah, we'll see. Maybe we'll add more. Yeah. But okay. So walk us quickly through the four parts that we're going to be exploring in this episode.
Okay, so I've broken it down. I've named them. I don't know if it's the proper name, but number one would be like realization. Then making a plan, the emotional component, because I think that not much gets talked about that, like, you know, the emotional part that you can go through with this, and then the actual, like, taking the step, making the big step, you know, taking action. So okay. That's how I've broken it down.
Great.
Would you like to begin?
I'm excited to hear about it. Yeah. So you mentioned the first step was realization. Yeah. Now, was this just like one day you woke up and you realized you had to do something, or was this a long time coming?
I would think the two. Okay. I think the two. So it's a long time coming. When I'm talking about realization, I am thinking about you know, it was a year later. I always go on vacation. We're teachers. We go on summer break. And I was visiting my aunt here in Massachusetts. And then 1 year later, I realized, you know, I'm exactly in the same spot that I was 1 year ago. Right. So it's just like realizing like, okay, nothing's changed. And if I started to look back, it was, it wasn't that much different the year before either. So coming to that realization that like, hey, things aren't changing and perhaps maybe you're not necessarily satisfied and saying to yourself, well, gee, I got to do something different. You know, you always say I'm going to do something different, but maybe you don't actually go through it. And then, you know, saying to myself like, okay, if I want different results, I have to do something different. I have to take different action steps.
You would say that it was this trip you took the summer going back to Massachusetts to see your aunt, which you had taken the previous summer. And when you were there, you realized, I'm in the same place in my life and I don't want to be here anymore.
Exactly. Like, and then I look back and it's like, what did I do differently? And what has happened that's different? And my answer was nothing, right? Like zero, nothing changed, right?
Yeah.
So it was like, I got to do something different. Or if I don't, it's next year, I'll be back here again. And that's what I didn't want. I didn't want a whole year to go by and be like in the exact same spot. Right. And how many of us,
I feel like that's been my life, like all my 30s. Yes. It's like I'm in the same spot 1 year later. I still don't know what the hell I'm doing.
Exactly. And it was like, okay, I can't do this again. You know, I'm a little older than you, you know, tick tock, time's a ticking here.
So would you say, okay, like you're comparing what you felt this year to what you felt last year. So in between last year and this year, was this realization still like happening like this past year?
Yeah. You know, I would wake up every day, not every day, but I would wake up and like, you know, or my weekends or whatever it may be, and just be like, okay, what's going on here? What am I doing different? How can I change this? You know, my situation wasn't like mentally, I guess, satisfying, or, okay. Or I would say like maybe even financially, like mental financially, you know, I was not mentally, two different things, mental and financial. No.
Okay.
I wasn't satisfied. Mm-hmm. Right. So, although my job was a fabulous job and I thoroughly enjoyed where I worked and the people that I work with, shout out to all the people that I work
thank
with.
Thank you. Hello.
and I miss you all dearly. Financially, it just, you know, wasn't cutting it. So I had that. And then like when I talk about mental, I like just, you know, I don't know, or like socially, like engagement, doing what I wanted to do, or I couldn't find what it is that I needed. So, you know,
okay.
I needed to make a change.
So realization, if what I'm hearing, it was like a long time coming, and you did sort of have this moment where the light switch flipped a little bit.
And I mean, I tried different things. I don't want everybody to think like, oh, she didn't do anything. She just like, you know, no. I, you know, this was happening over time. And so I would do things differently. Maybe I would try, I don't know if I wanted, you know, let's look for different events to attend, you know, cultural events or whatever. Let's do that so I can fill that void or whatever it is that I was missing. Or, you know, I'm going to try this. And so I was taking little action steps, but it wasn't, you know, meeting what it is that I needed.
Yeah. Like,
and then financially, I couldn't control that either because like my options are limited as far as, you know, like getting a raise or, you know, even finding another teaching job that's going to pay me more where I was. That wasn't going to happen.
Okay. So you weren't fulfilled in a few different areas.
Exactly.
And you were realizing that over time. And then you took this trip and you realized like,
boom, this wasn't like boom. 1 year later. It's like, boom. Here okay. I am.
So, okay. You had this realization. Okay. Yes. So many people, I think, including me, like you have realizations and you kind of just stay where you are and you don't really do anything about it.
Yeah.
And that's why it comes back year after year after year.
Yeah.
So your next step you said was making a plan.
Yeah. Okay. You know, this is super important. I think this is the most important thing. I think we, like you said, we all have these realizations, but last year when I was in the same room, in the same spot, you know, I was talking to my aunt and I asked her some questions like, how do you know? Like, what do I do? Da, da, da. And my aunt was like, well, whatever you decide, because these decisions are hard. She was like, you need a plan. And that is the most important thing. You need to make a plan. And when I was like, boom, I need to do something. I was like, okay, I need a plan. I'm going to make a plan. And I made the plan on the spot. It was like, this is my plan. I'm going to apply for jobs because I would think my plan, if you're going to move, if you're going to do something, you need to be able to support yourself financially. And I think we talked about that in an episode, you know, last season about if you're thinking about moving abroad or, you know, transplanting yourself, you need to be able to support yourself financially. So my first step in the plan was, I need a job, right? So that's what I did. I started looking for jobs immediately.
Okay. And how did you feel in that process? Like, did you know, okay, was your plan to, once you got a job, like you knew you were going to move, or were there other options as well?
Well, I feel that I had exhausted my options where I was.
Okay.
And I didn't see, you know, other opportunities financially for me over there. So I said, you know, it was a last minute thing. It was like, my plan was like, I had the realization. I'm like, okay, I'm going to get, my plan is to get a job. So I just started looking for jobs. And, I was like, I'm going to see what I can. I was only here for 2 weeks. I was like, let me see what I can find in 2 weeks. And every day I set a goal. I woke up every day. And that's another part of the plan. You have to set goals for yourself. What is your goal for today? You know, like, what do you want to accomplish? You made a plan. Now you got to achieve it. How are you going to achieve it? And, you know, set goals. You can't say, oh, I'll do it tomorrow. So every day I was like, I got to be productive. I got to do something. And every day I went out, I was looking for a job. LinkedIn, putting my resume out there, updating my resume. I mean, you have to start with that, updating information and like, you know, just putting yourself out there and letting people know as well, like, hey, you know, I'm looking for a job. And that's like another aspect, the whole shock, but, you know, just putting, you know, setting those goals and working towards whatever it may be that you need to do that day.
So your plan at the beginning had one thing, get a job.
That was the most important, because obviously I'm moving internationally. So I need to support myself financially, and I have two kids in college. Hello. I got to pay for college.
So make a plan. Okay. So step two, you make a plan. If it could be one thing, it could, I guess, in some cases be more than one thing, but yours was like to get a job in Massachusetts.
Yeah, no, it was more detailed. Sorry. The first and most important thing on my plan was, you know, get a job. And then, you know, I had other steps like, okay, that if I get a job, then what? You know, like I got to move, and I got to, you know, talk to my husband, and I got to, you know, there's many things that go into that. But, you know, you have to prioritize. Mm-hmm. And before you can even take any action, you have to get the most crucial element of your plan accomplished, which is,
okay,
for me, get a job.
And the key to do that was to just kind of set little goals each day.
Yeah.
And okay.
Yeah, yeah.
Got it.
Yeah.
All right. Now, the emotional component, should we talk about that now, or should we?
Oh, that was hard. The emotional component.
Yeah.
I mean, there's a lot of things that go on there. I mean, because you go through so many emotions, like, you know, first of all, the realization part perhaps brings sadness, frustration, right? Because you realize it's a year later, or maybe it's 2 years, or maybe it's 3 years, and you're in the exact same situation or same place, and nothing has really changed.
Right.
So you experience, you know, sadness, you're frustrated, you're mad, you're angry, you're disappointed in yourself. There's like an array of emotions that can go into that. And then, you know, there's also like scared. You're scared because you are now like completely changing something in your life that you've been doing. You've been living a certain way or doing things a certain way, and now all of a sudden you're taking a chance. You know, there's uncertainty, you're nervous, you're scared, you don't, you know, but then at the same time, you're like excited and you're happy, and you know, you're looking forward to something again, you know, like, okay, you know, I'm going to do this. But then, you know, you cycle through these emotions. You know, then you might go back to scared, or you might go back to being angry, or you might be frustrated with yourself or nervous again. Like, and then you're going to have self-doubt. Like, maybe I shouldn't do this.
For sure.
You know?
Yeah.
So.
Which of those emotions would you say was the most prominent for you?
I don't know what the hell I'm doing. Confused.
Like, okay.
Am I doing the self-doubt? Am I doing the right thing?
Yeah.
Is the right thing? But, you know, when you're making the plan or the emotional component, you sit down and you weigh, like, you know, you've heard of those things, the pros and the cons.
Mm-hmm.
You make that list, right?
And did you make a list?
Oh, yeah. I have it, like, written down 4 or 5 times. I didn't make it just one time. Like okay. I reviewed because I would cycle in between, am I doing this? Am I not doing this? Should I do this? Should I? Because nobody knows. Nobody's going to want to give you, like, I go to you, Karen. Karen, what do you think? Do you think I should do this? The person is not going to be like, I'm not going to tell you a definite answer because, you know, I don't want to be responsible for that nonsense. Like you told me, you know? And so, you know, they just, you know, give you general advice. You should do this. You should, I mean, mm-hmm. in the end, you are the one that has to make the final decision. Right. So that list, I made it multiple times, you know,
yeah.
multiple times because I had been in my job for 14 years and I was comfortable there. And, you know, I was comfortable doing what it is that I was doing, but I was not, you know, being challenged or it wasn't meeting my personal goals. Right. So okay. I had better or not better. I had bigger aspirations for myself. So
yeah. You know. And I guess that self-doubt, like that's still there, even though you've oh, yeah. gone through with it, you've made the decision.
I'm not done yet. I got a long way to go.
Yeah. Yeah. And now would you say like the sadness, anger, fear, frustration, has that like disappeared a little bit? Are you more in that like excited, happy phase?
I am in the more in that phase, but you know, the nervousness, because mm-hmm. like I just said, I have not completed the process, right? Mm-hmm. I'm in the thick of things here. And
right.
you know, so there's excitement because new things are happening. But then at the same time, you know, there's still the nervousness. Is this all gonna work out? What about if mm-hmm. this doesn't work? Or what about if I don't like this? Or, you know, what about there's like so many what ifs, but you know, yeah. you gotta keep positive and well, just
yeah. know. And I'd like to point out, I think these emotions would be there even if you stayed in Panama, right? Because yeah. I think you would still be feeling all of these things and having that self-doubt if you did the right thing by staying. So I think no matter what, sometimes when we make these big decisions, we have these decisions, we have these emotions, no matter which way we go.
Yeah. I mean, and, you know, then there's also the, you know, scared phase, like, I'm not going to do it because what about if it doesn't work out? Mm-hmm. You know, what about if things fail? But then if you don't do it, you might end up with that idea of regret. Like, mm-hmm. oh, you know, 10 years later, you're still in the same spot.
Yeah.
or exactly. a few years later, you're, you know, as time goes by, you're yeah. in the same spot. So you might have regret. But then again, I don't know. It could be a personality thing. I mean, it takes a, you know, for a person to pick up and move internationally, mm-hmm. you know, we talked about that. That I don't think everybody can do that.
No.
You know, and so
props to us.
Yeah, exactly. And anybody who does that, you know, and I think, you know, even doing what I did, which was really mm-hmm. radical, you know, I mean, I picked up 25 years ago and moved to Panama. So,
yeah.
you know, I don't know. It's like there, yeah. I guess. I don't know.
Yeah. And I think you always wonder, like, if you're doing the right thing. You know, I've been abroad. This is my 10th year that I'm going on starting living abroad. I can't even believe it. And I'm still like, should I have left? 10 years.
Wow.
yeah. I was 3 years in Italy and now I'm starting my 7th year in Panama. And I think I'm still wondering, did I do the right thing leaving New Jersey? Did I do the right thing leaving Italy? Am I in the right place? What should I do? Where should I go? And these emotions are constant. But I also think, had I stayed in the same job in New Jersey, I would have been like,
exactly.
I think I would have been much more bored as an emotion and not feeling. I think no matter where you go, you're going to end up fine. And I remember my old principal's wife. I went out with her in Rome one time and she said to me, it's just a school year. Like a school year is 9 months. Well, in Panama, exactly. it's longer than that, but it's like September to June.
Yeah. 10.
And right? Is that 10 months? Okay. I don't know. Not a math teacher, but, but yeah, I think she said 9 months. I don't know, but whatever. Yeah. It's like, and that's nothing. You can always make a change.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. It's 10 months. Exactly.
It is 10 months. I just counted on my fingers.
It's 10 months.
but it's 10 months. And in that time, anything you can always change back. And that's just given me a different perspective. So when I say yes to another year here, I'm like, okay.
10 months.
Yeah, exactly. so, okay.
Okay, so
the last step, take action. Step number four. Okay, so you had the realization, you made your plan.
Right.
You've walked us through the emotions. Now executing.
Executing. And when you go to execute, like, you're like, wow, I can't believe I just did that, right? Because I was like, well, I need to get a job, so let me send out my resume. Well, obviously I had to fix it up and all that. But yeah, that is what I did. But I got to tell you, when I, you know, I went on LinkedIn, and or did I go on LinkedIn? Well, I went on to different websites, and yeah, I did do LinkedIn. And I updated my resume. But when I sent out my resume, I was like, wow, it's like empowering. Like,
yeah,
did it. Like, wow, I'm doing it. Like, I'm in it. Like, I did it and I'm doing it, you know, and I'm like, and you feel good.
Yeah.
Now you're like, yeah, I can do this. I can do this, you know, because if you look at the big picture, you know, you might get like overwhelmed and it might seem daunting.
Yes.
So it's like, I think another key component is like, you know, making your goal for the day, or, you know, get through today. What is it that you need to do today to accomplish whatever? And not necessarily like looking at the whole big thing, because then you might get like overwhelmed and you might like feel like I can't do this. So yeah. I think, you know, experts say that too. I'm no expert. Like, don't necessarily like look at like way down the road, because you're like, you might just like scare yourself out of making the decision.
Yeah, execution can be as simple as actually just getting like clicking send when you apply for a job, or send an email, or clicking submit. It's not just actually taking it. There's execution along the way. It's doing the small things, like following through on the small things, like, yes, I'm gonna update my resume, and yes, I'm gonna apply to this job. And obviously the biggest part of that execution is saying, yes, I'm going to go.
Exactly. And in that, yes, I'm going to go, you have to, I mean, you come to the realization that, you know, and that's the emotional too, that you have to let go. You're going to be making radical changes.
Yeah.
You have to let go of things that you are accustomed to doing, right?
Yeah.
And patterns that you've established for yourself. And that can be scary too. You know,
Go ahead. I was gonna say, like, how did you get yourself to actually just like do it though? Like, once you, okay, so you got this job.
Well, yeah,
you could have easily been like, no, like, I'm not ready, or no, I don't want to go, or no, like, what made you know that you were ready to do it?
Well, I think it's because it goes back to realization. Like, it was another year, and although I loved my job, I felt like I had accomplished what I needed to accomplish where I was.
Okay.
And so I guess for my type of personality, I need to always be striving for something.
Okay.
And I guess I feel I didn't have anything else to strive for. There was like, I didn't feel like, you know, it was just, it was kind of like what you had said one time when you took your international job. I didn't want to be in a position or in the same school doing the same thing for your whole entire life. Like, you didn't want to be one of those teachers that was like, and I felt like perhaps that was what was going to happen to me.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Yeah. Yeah, definitely. Definitely.
So, and also, you know, I needed more money. Sorry. I have two kids in college again.
Yeah.
And, you know, that I can't, that was out of my control. So, and, you know, local hires are different from foreign hires.
Right. So, and Michelle was a local because, well, she had been living there already when she got the job.
Yeah.
So, all right, let me ask you something. Out of those four steps, which step do you think was the most hard? Like, which step was the hardest? Which step do you think people are most likely to get stuck?
I think the emotional component.
Okay.
Because you cycle in and out of that. Like, I don't think I can do this. I want to do this. And then you start looking at like all the things that you need to do. Like, when you're making your plan, like, you need this, you need that, you need to get a job, you need a place to live,
right,
a car, you know, you need like, you know, I don't know, you need to go to find the supermarket, whatever it may be.
Yeah.
Like all these things, just like you, when you move internationally, you have all these things that you need to do. You need the banking and all that. And it can be overwhelming. I think that, and then you just, I can't do this. I can do this. And so I think the emotional, and then knowing like the realization also that you're going to actually do it, leaving where you are and having to,
you know. And what advice would you give to kind of keep those emotions in check? Or like, do you recommend you just feel them and you work through them? Like what advice do you have for that?
I let myself feel them. I cried. I was angry. I'm excited. I'm happy. Pissed off.
Yeah.
You know, at myself, you know, frustrated with myself.
Yeah.
But I think you have to, like, you know, as the experts say, give yourself grace. Mm-hmm. And the one advice I would say that everybody should do is have a plan. Make a plan.
Okay.
The advice that my Auntie Gloria gave me.
Shout out to Auntie Gloria. We're getting her on the podcast soon.
Yeah. Make a plan.
Okay. Before you even kind of make the decision to do it.
This was not like I'm going to jump into things. No, this was a plan.
Make a plan.
Have a plan.
Well, Michelle.
Oh.
You've made a power move.
Power move.
I mean, I just got to give it up to you because I think it's really difficult to leave where you are when where you are is good and you're comfortable and you're generally happy and there's nothing that bad about it, right?
Yeah.
But to realize that there's something more for you and to follow that, I think that's so hard to do.
Yes. But I think, you as a person will be fulfilled. And I think that's important for everyone, you know?
Oh, I agree. I mean,
you need to take care of yourself. Yes.
Yeah. And I think I can relate because I've done this too, obviously, picking up and leaving everything and moving somewhere with nobody and nothing and just kind of landing on my feet and being okay.
Yeah.
And it's not easy, but I think it's worth it because you don't have that what if, like, what if I did this or...
Yeah.
And you, I don't know, I feel like you can always go back to where you were, exactly. You know, like you can always return to where you were.
Exactly. So. Well, I hope my old job would have me back if I had to reapply. I don't know.
And as a friend, I mean, I miss you. That's what I tell people at work. I'm like, I miss you, obviously, but I'm like, I'm very proud of you because how difficult it is at, you know, when you're the, you know, we're both what, middle age? We determined that in our last episode. I'm 40 now, you know, like, but just to like make it,
I don't even know how old I am.
Make a decision like that in our lives and to just follow it and to listen to that intuition and listen to everything. So, so what advice do you have? What parting words do you have for our listeners?
Make a plan.
All right.
If you're in there, if you're thinking about it, make a plan and go with it. You know, as long as you have your plan, no rush decisions.
Yeah. Give yourself a year or five.
Yeah. Exactly. Whatever it is.
All right, Michelle. Well, thanks. Thanks for sharing your story.
Yeah. And I miss you all greatly.
We miss you too.
And,
see you next episode.
All right, then. Ciao. Until next time. Bye.
Congratulations and thanks for listening. We really appreciate it.
You made it to the end.
There we go.
Remember to follow our show and comment below.
And if you really liked us,
connect with us on social media
at the Nobody Talks About It podcast.
Until next time.
Bye.